I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, concertgoers seem always to have a number of choices to hear all types of music around the Cape, and this week's top acts are as diverse as any and spread out from Provincetown to Kitiwit to Falmouth.
Yeah, three of the concerts that we're featuring this week are really spread out and couldn't be more different. Starting at one end of the Cape in Provincetown Saturday night is going to be Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dave Davies, who is the co-founder, lead guitarist, and secondary singer-songwriter for the Kinks. He is performing a solo concert, though, at 7:30 on Saturday, and that is at Provincetown Town Hall as part of a tour for his new album, which is called Open Road. Also on Saturday night, but at Kitiwit Center for the Arts, is going to be Finnish jazz guitar virtuoso Olli Soikkala and accordion player Julian Labro. And they're performing a concert of gypsy jazz standards plus their own original compositions. Soikkala has played with the group Rhythm Future Quartet at Kitiwit before, so local audiences might recognize him. Then looking ahead to Monday night, internationally known violinist Ida Kavafian is going to perform a fiddle fest at Highfield Hall and Gardens in Falmouth with seven of her violin students from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. That program is going to be works composed for violins-only ensembles, and people who go can meet the performers at a reception after the concert.
It's Easter weekend, of course, and hundreds of eggs are being hidden in towns all over Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket for children to hunt down.
We've got a list of 17 egg hunts that we were able to put together for Cape Week, and I'm sure there's some we haven't even heard of, but take a look there for a longer list. Some of the highlights I can mention, though, are some larger or more unusual ones. From 7 to 9 on Friday, there is a flashlight egg hunt at the Gleason Family YMCA in Wareham. There's different times for different ages, but it is in the dark, and the Easter Bunny will be there. There's also going to be a bounce house, crafts, raffles, and free popcorn in the gym. Then on Saturday, from 11 to 1, there's going to be an Easter egg hunt on the beach at Seacrest Beach Hotel in Falmouth, and there's three different age groups there for hunting, and the Easter Bunny will be there. Then during that same 11 to 1 Saturday time on the Mid-Cape, there's going to be a Barnstable Recreation Egg Extravaganza Easter Egg Hunt at Barnstable Intermediate School in Hyannis, and that is for grades 3 and younger. They will have a hunt, coloring and finger painting, face painting, Easter games, take-home crafts, carnival games, and the Easter Bunny's going to stop by there too, and we'll have a friend along for the ride called Sidekick Chick.
Two museums are reopening for the season this weekend, Heritage Museums and Gardens in Sandwich and the Edward Gorey House Museum in Yarmouthport.
Yes, it's a sure sign of spring that these museums are back. And at Heritage, the Adventure Park there is opening on Thursday, and that's going to be open daily for school vacation. Then on Saturday, visitors can start walking around the 100 acres of grounds there, and they've got several buildings as their main museums. Some of the highlights in those are going to be an art exhibit called Painted Landscapes Contemporary Views, and they've got a lot of new items from their permanent collection on display over by the carousel. Then at the Edward Gorey House, the big exhibit this year is called Edward Gorey's Cabinet of Collectibles, and they've got some of the unusual things that were collected by Gorey, who was a pretty unusual illustrator and writer. The museum says some of these things made their way into his drawings, others just inspired his work. And other things were just what he wanted to keep around the house. They included lithographs, yard sale art, antiquities, what they're calling roadside oddities, toys, rocks, tools, ceramics, and lots of books.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.